Began to talk about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, as this is a mitzvah that appears not only in Parshas Bo, but once again it is reiterated in our Parsha, Parshas Korach. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya Simon Shin Hei writes very clearly, based on a Mishnah in Bechoros, that the Pidyon HaBen can only be performed after 30 days of the child's life. After the child's been in the world 30 days, then on Yom Lamed Aleph, we go ahead and perform the Pidyon HaBen. The question is, in the Acharonim, how exactly do we calculate 30 days? So you'll say, that sounds very simple. What's so difficult to calculate 30 days? It sounds like an easy job, but it's not so easy at all. Do we calculate 30 calendaric days, and then you could just do it on the Yom Lamed Aleph right away in the morning? Or perhaps do you have to calculate a little bit differently? If you'll notice, whenever we do Birchas HaChodesh on Shabbos Mevarchim, so we say that the molad is going to be this and this many, chalakim, this and this many. So how many people really understand what that means? So it doesn't make such a difference for us, because we know when Rosh Chodesh is anyway, but over here it makes a big difference, because half of the Rishonim and Achronim assume that when it comes to a Pidyon HaBen, perhaps it can go Lakula or Lachumra, that maybe you have to wait for the Chalakim and the exact shows, the exact hours, to figure out when the child is actually 30 days old and when the Yom Lamed Aleph actually is. So that's a very important question to be aware of how to properly configure the 30-day period in order to allow ourselves to perform the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly that Pidyon HaBen can only be done after the child is alive for 30 days. And this is based on a Mishnah in Bechoros, where the Mishnah says, Meis HaBen B'soch Lamed Yom. What if the child unfortunately passes away within the 30-day period since it was born? Af al pi she'nasan l'kohen. Even if you gave the money to the Kohen on day 15, and now the child unfortunately passes away on day 20, says the Mishnah, Yachzir, you have to give the money back, because obviously there's no reason to do a Pidyon HaBen. La'achar lamed yom, what if the child passes away after 30 days? Af al pi shelo nasan, says the Mishnah, even if you have not yet given the money, yitein, now you have to go and do a Pidyon HaBen, even for the child that's not alive, which is a very uncomfortable mitzvah to perform when the child unfortunately is not here anymore. But still, says the Mishnah, you have an obligation to do it, because once the child is alive for 30 days, we assume the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen kicks in. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that this is why we have the practice to do it on Yom Lamed Aleph, after the child is alive already for 30 days. Now the Magen Avram writes, and this is the opinion of many Achronim, that if you do it before the Yom Lamed Aleph, you have not fulfilled your obligation at all, and you must go back and do it again. That is the opinion of the Magen Avram, and most of the Gedolei Achronim, that if a Pidyon HaBen is done Kodem Zmana, before the child is 30 days old, that doesn't work. Now Rabbi Avad Yosef was asked a very unfortunate question by a soldier who was serving in the army in 1973, So that was the time of one of the terrible wars in Eretz Yisrael. And the question was, the soldier really had no contact with his family during the time. He was in a very special mission in a special unit, and his wife had a baby, but he was called up to do his job. And he went, and unfortunately he wasn't going to be around for the Pidyon HaBen. And the family asked Rabbi Avadia Yosef the Shaila, should they perform the Pidyon HaBen in his absence? After all, the Yom Lamed Aleph is now here, so maybe we should do the mitzvah, because whether or not the father is present, we have a mitzvah on this child that he should be nifdeh. Or perhaps we should wait a little bit until the father comes back. Hopefully the war will be over shortly, and he'll be able to return and perform the mitzvah on his own after the Yom Lamed Aleph already passes. So which one do we prefer? So that unfortunate shaila was sent to Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and he has a very beautiful tshuva where he discusses the whole issue. And he says that the Rashash writes in Maseches Menachos, this is what Rabbi Avadia Yosef writes, I didn't find it on my own. He says, if you look carefully in the pasuk says, Ufduyo mi ben chodesh tifdet. The pasuk says you have an obligation to do the Pidyon HaBen after the child is a ben chodesh, after the child is a month old. And therefore said Rav Avadia that it would seem that all the Torah is coming to command us, all the Torah is telling us to do is, once 30 days have passed, now you should go ahead and do the Pidyon HaBen, and mishum zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs, you should do it right away. But not that you're mevatel mitzvahs haseh every moment, every day that you choose not to do the Pidyon HaBen. And therefore Rav Avadia made the psak that in his opinion, he felt it was more proper to wait until the husband came home and to perform the Pidyon HaBen in the presence of the husband. The husband should be there, he should be able to do the mitzvah, which we would not say by, let's say, a bris milah. By a bris milah, what's the halacha? Let's say for some reason the father is an anus and he's not able to be home to perform the bris milah for his son, we would do it without him. By Yom HaShmini Yimal Basar Lasa, we have an obligation to do the bris milah on the Yom HaShmini. You cannot defer to wait until the relatives come. So over here, The Rush argues that it would seem that that is not the case. It would seem that by Pidyon HaBen, it's just that the Torah tells you once Yom Lamed Aleph sets in, now you have the opportunity to perform the Pidyon HaBen, not that it's a bitul mitzvah saseh if you don't perform the Pidyon HaBen on that first opportunity. And this is what he is medayik from the Rush as well and other Rishonim. The Rush writes, V'lo ya'acher mitzvasa, the Rush says that a person should be careful to perform the Pidyon HaBen, not to be ma'acher, not to push it off later than necessary. He says, as the Chacham learned out, that a person should do mitzvah baliyadcha al tach mitzena. A person should make sure to perform a mitzvah as soon as possible. So the Acharonim say, why does the Rush formulate it that way? Why doesn't the Rush say you should do the mitzvah pidyon HaBen immediately? Because if you don't, you're going to be mevatel mitzvah saseh. That's not what the Rush writes. The Rush only says you should perform the mitzvah as soon as possible in order to perform the mitzvah with Zrizim Akdimah LeMitzvahs, as we find by all other mitzvahs HaTorah. So say the Acharonim, it would seem, as an indication from this Rush and from other Rishonim, that you're actually not mevatel mitzvahs HaSeh if you don't perform the Bismillah immediately. You've only not done the Zrizim Akdimah LeMitzvahs, but you are able to defer. And this is also the Pidyon HaBen, sorry. So the Rambam, if you compare and contrast two different statements of the Rambam, one in Hilchos Bris Milah and one in Hilchos Bechoros, where he writes the halacha of Pidyon HaBen, it would seem to be a clear indication of that as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Milah writes, V'chol yom v'yom sheyaver alav mi sheyagdu v'lo yamal asatzmo. Every day that passes that the child does not have a Bris Milah, harehu mevatel mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam. You are mevatel mitzvah saseh every day that passes that you don't perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And you would say that the Rambam should have said the same thing in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen, where he's talking about the mitzvah there, and yet he doesn't say that. There he writes, Aver ha'av v'lo pado, when the child becomes 30 days old and the father chooses not to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, kishe yigdal, when the child becomes an adult, yifte es atzmo, he should be poda himself, because the obligation is still lingering over his head. But there the Rambam does not say, v'im lo asa, harei bitul mitzvah asay kol yom v'yom. He doesn't write that the same way he wrote by the mitzvah of Bris Milah. From there, it would seem to be an indication that we don't have a bitul mitzvah saseh every moment, every day, that the Pidyon HaBen is not performed. And that's why Rabbi Avadi Yosef made the argument that he thought in such a case, where the father unfortunately had to go out to serve in a war, we would have the opportunity to wait for the father and to perform the Pidyon HaBen upon his return, which is a very surprising psak. It's a very beautiful psak, but it's a surprising one. And he himself confesses that the Magen Avraham does not say so. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says, no, you have a bitul mitzvah saseh the same way you have by Bris Milah and everything else that you don't perform immediately when you're supposed to. So again, it's a big discussion in the Acharonim, but there is makom lahakel in a case of extenuating circumstances. Why is it that we wait for the 30-day period to perform a Pidyon HaBen? So if it were up to me, I would have said, because the Pasuk says, Ufdu yo mi ben chodesh mamalo. That's the way the Torah instructs us to perform the mitzvah. Why do you need a reason? So what's surprising is that Rashi says that there seems to be a reason for that. And Rashi tells us, the reason why you don't do a Pidyon HaBen until Yom Lamed Aleph, until the child is 30 days old, is because until that point, you don't know for certain that the child is going to be a real child, a vibrant child. He might be what we call a nafel. And there's no obligation to do a Pidyon HaBen on a nafel, on a stillborn child. Usually stillborn means it was dead upon birth. But over here, we extend it for 30 days. If the child doesn't live for a 30-day period, maybe he's a nafel, and maybe he's not really considered a vibrant child. And therefore, says Rashi, this is why we have to wait 30 days, because there's no reason to do the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen if perhaps it might turn out that the child is really not a bar kayama, as we would call it. And Tosfos says that is not at all the case. Tosfos of Baba Kama disagrees, and he says, the Pasuk says you have to do the Pidyon HaBen after 30 days. What are you giving me reasons for? It has nothing to do with any reason. It's not because we're not sure if the child is going to be a nafel, we're not sure if he's going to live or not. It's because the Torah says this is the rule and regulation for how you're supposed to perform the mitzvah. And we don't need any of your reasons. Be lamed yom tala rachmana, says Tosfos. The Torah says that this is the way to do the mitzvah, and it does make no difference. It doesn't make any difference whether or not the child is a bar kayama or not. We always have to wait for the 30-day period in order to perform the Pidyon HaBen. Now, every so often there's a child who's born, and the child is a bona fide bechor and really requires a Pidyon HaBen, but unfortunately sometimes the child has to be hospitalized. And the question is, what do you do about that? So we all know, if you've ever been to a Pidyon HaBen, so you pick up the child and you make a whole ceremony and you say to the Kohen, now this is yours and now it's mine, and my boy is tvei, what do you want? So when you don't have the ability to do that because the child is in the hospital and you want to make the Pidyon HaBen, even though the child is in the hospital, you can't make such a ceremony like that. So the question is, what do you do in a situation like that? And the Ramah writes very clearly, quoting earlier Rishonim, that all of that is simply a minhag, when we do the back and forth with the kohen, but really, it's just a monetary obligation that we have. And certainly, says the Ramah, the pidyon haben must be performed whether the child is here or not, whether the child is in the hospital or the child is at home. The pidyon haben needs to be performed, and even if you do it without the child being present, that's still something that should be done regardless. That's what the Ramah paskins very clearly. Now, an interesting shaila that the Shach raises, which also comes up every once in a while. Again, a pidyon haben is pretty unusual in the first place. In the times that you have a pidyon haben, you have to think about all these questions and figure out whether the pidyon haben is really being done properly. So the Shach discusses a tshuva that was written by the earlier Achronim, by the Maharanach, and he says there was a child who was in the hospital, and he was in the hospital to the point that he was not able to have a bris milah yet. And now the child got a clearance for a bris milah. It turns out, just coincidentally, that the clearance for the bris milah happened on Yom Lamed Aleph. So now you have the opportunity to do a bris milah, and also you have a mitzvah before you to do the pidyon haben. And we have a toss-up, we have a dilemma. On the one hand, the mitzvah of today is the mitzvah of pidyon haben. So maybe we should do the mitzvah pidyon haben first, because reason makdim in the mitzvah, that is today's mitzvah. Bris milah we already pushed off a couple of weeks, so we'll push it off another few minutes, another few hours. Or should you say, no, bris milah is something that every moment you don't perform the bris milah, perhaps we should say is a bittul mitzvah aseh. So maybe that should take precedence, whereas the pidyon haben, as we argued before, might not be. So this is the discussion that the Achronim raise, and they want to know, what do you do if both the pidyon haben and the bris milah fall out on the same day? I actually know somebody that this happened to, where the child wasn't well, and they were being monitored in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and the doctor finally gave them a clearance, and the Yom Lamed Aleph fell out on the same day as the pidyon haben, and they were very excited. They were able to perform both mitzvahs, but they didn't realize there's a major shaila about which one should be done first. So the Shach writes, lahalacha, that he believes that the first thing that you should do is to do the bris milah, and only afterward do you do the pidyon haben. Why? Because the bris milah is machnis the child into all, not into all mitzvahs, he's not a bar mitzvah yet, but at least it brings him in to have a complete Kedushas Yisrael. So he says it would make sense to first complete the Kedushas Yisrael by having the bris milah, and only afterward do you do the next mitzvah, which is the pidyon haben. So that is the psak of the Shach, which was very much misunderstood. It was misunderstood by many achronim, and this is something that the Chassam Sofer and the Pischei Tshuva point out, that many misunderstood it to mean that let's say you have a child who's going to remain in the hospital and cannot have the bris milah yet, and now he's going to have to wait 6 months for a bris. There were many who thought, well, you wait to do the pidyon haben until the child has a bris milah also, because that's what the Shach says. That is not at all what the Shach says. Says the Pischei Tshuva, the Shach only means to say that if you have an opportunity to perform both the bris milah and the pidyon haben in one day, that's where he was discussing which one should be done first. However, he says, it's obvious, says the Pischei Tshuva, if you have a situation where the child is not going to be able to have a bris milah for months or for years, for whatever reason, it doesn't mean that we should also be mevatel the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Certainly you do the pidyon haben, and the bris milah will be done whenever it comes around. There is a discussion in the Chalkas Yaakov, which is the beautiful tshuva svarim written by Rabbi Yaakov Breish, who was the Abbezdin in Zurich and London for many, many years. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. So in the Chalkas Yaakov, he has a discussion which is also very relevant, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach picked up on the discussion as well. What is the halacha when you have a child? And I find this fascinating when you think about it, how many ramifications it has. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach picks up on the discussion about what happens when a child is born, and unfortunately the child is not healthy, and they put the child, to stabilize the child, they put the child in an incubator. So, it happens every so often. So the question is, that's raised in the Chalkas Yaakov, should we assume that the 30-day count only begins after the child is released from the incubator? Because the incubator is like a continuation of the womb. They try to reconstruct the experience of the womb in an incubator. So he says that maybe we should assume that now the pregnancy is like it's continuing, and maybe the 30-day count doesn't begin until after the child is released from that experience in the incubator. Not from when the child is released from the hospital. When you're giving tipul rufui, he says, when you're giving regular treatment, so you give treatment. But here, where the whole point of the incubator is to recreate what was, so maybe he argues we should assume that the 30-day period does not begin until you have completed that period in the hospital of the child being in the incubator. Now that, I believe, is a very fascinating assumption that he makes. And he comes to the conclusion that it's not the case, and this is what Rabbi Yashiv writes as well, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has this, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes it, and the Nishmas Avram quotes it. Many different sources quote that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said the same thing, that if a person has the experience where the child has to be put into an incubator, we don't assume that the incubator is a continuation of that womb experience that the child had. We assume the 30-day count begins from the time of birth, and he writes that that's the halacha with regard to Pidyon HaBen, certainly. And then he says 13 years later by the bar mitzvah will be the same thing. We don't assume the bar mitzvah is only going to take place 30 days after, whatever, 13 years after the child got out of the incubator. We assume the bar mitzvah happens on the day of birth, as well as the Pidyon HaBen happens 30 days from the time that the child was born. And that is a very important psak. It's important not only because of that, but it's important for the second part of it. Now Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's only the case when you have a child who's born and the child is weak or the child is unhealthy and they put the child into an incubator. But say, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have a child who's born in the seventh month, a real preemie, who really needs to have the incubator experience in order to complete the pregnancy. There, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the count will start much later. And that's a tremendous chiddush that I think most people are not aware of. There, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you have a situation like that, we're going to defer the Pidyon HaBen until later, because now we consider it as if the child is really being completed, and the pregnancy is not fully complete until the child comes out of that incubator, and therefore, said Rav Shlomo Zalman, in a situation like that, the Pidyon HaBen will be pushed off, and it will not take place 30 days from the day of the natural birth. Now, that is a very important psak, and I don't know exactly what he would say with regard to the bar mitzvah 13 years later. I assume the whole discussion they keep having back and forth is, when is the child considered to actually have been born? Well, if you're going to say that we defer the Pidyon HaBen and assume that the child is only considered born after he comes out of the incubator, well, then that should make a major consequential nafkamina for the bar mitzvah 13 years later also. Now, I'm not sure why we're not so careful about that. Do we always ask a parent when they're scheduling a bar mitzvah, well, was the kid a preemie? Was the kid in an incubator? Was it not? I don't believe so. And that, I think, is something just for your own consideration to figure out why there should be a difference between Pidyon HaBen, perhaps, why we would defer, and bar mitzvah, which perhaps it seems that the minhag is that we do not. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha.